So welcome everyone for the celebration of Yom Kippur at this special time for our Yom Kippur meditation. Hold a loving space for yourself. Hold a loving space for others in your physical presence and those in your heart, your homes, your communities, and beyond. On this high holy day of Yom Kippur, we come together as a community. It's a blessing to pray and meditate together, even if it's virtually, as a community. And as you're celebrating the high holy days, offer compassion, love, support to one another. And as you support one another, suspend judgment. And as we get ready to meditate together, this time is for you personally. We've all been cleansed and forgiven. It's the start of a new year. And it begins by loving ourselves for who we are today. And by doing teshuvah, turning in a new direction, rekindling our relationship with Adonai. And by finding the love within and doing it with passion, we are able to do tikkun olam, living in accordance with your highest purpose. You can become your authentic self. Hakarai hatov, begin to recognize the good and affirm the good that we have done. So when you are ready, begin to float your eyes down. And as you do, offering yourself this gift of the connection with Adonai, giving yourself the gift of being present with your own soul. So we begin this evening by appreciating the goodness of life, the blessings that we do have for health, for wellness, for the we in wellness. Appreciate all the good things in your life. And when we appreciate, those things grow in value as you appreciate yourself, your emotions, your spirit, and your thoughts, and of course, your physical body, home to your soul. And gently begin to focus on your breath with your head connected to your heart, or I should say in alignment with your heart. And you focus on your crown, your keter. Just begin to breathe in peace. Breathe in shalom from the top of your head. And breathing that all the way down through your entire body. Breathing in shalom. And allow your breath to follow the sweet sound of the word shalom. Breathing in peace. And as you exhale, letting go, also exhaling peace back into the world. Breathing in shalom. And exhaling shalom. and breathe in. Relax and release fully. Breathing in shalom. That simple word begins to take you deeper and deeper and even deeper into your own inner sanctuary, and allow your mind to float to that beautiful place, that beautiful tent, that beautiful tent we discussed in the story, this beautiful tent decorated with colorful silks of all colors, wood from the ark, from holy writings, pillows, fragrant scent. Perhaps this tent is illuminated with beautiful flickering candles. The candles illuminating light. And they begin to remind you of your own light inside of yourself. And inside this round tent, imagine now you're in this tent. It is a circle of grace. This beautiful circle of grace. And you begin to remember your merits. All the ways you offered kindness to others. Kindness in words or with deeds. Kindness of a smile. A token of appreciation. And you allow the candles and this inner sanctum, this beautiful tent, the circle of grace, to envelop you. And as you continue to gently focus on your breath, noticing your breath again, the gentle rise and the fall of the chest, belly, following your breath, your own life force. And as you continue to breathe, allow yourself to be a vessel to receive forgiveness. For on this Yom Kippur, this Day of Atonement, forgiveness is a theme worthy of all the days. And take this time for personal reflection so that you can forgive yourself, so that you can allow yourself to be free. To feel shalom with your breath, be this vessel in this beautiful circle of grace. Breathing in shalom. And exhaling shalom. Allow yourself to forgive yourself for carrying the wounds of hurt, the wounds of fear. The wounds of unworthiness. The wounds of abandonment. But the truth is, abandonment is a call to reconnect, to rekindle our own light, our connection with Adonai and all that is love. We are here to give and receive love and allow Adonai on this day of forgiveness, on this Yom Kippur, to shower you with unconditional love. And in the circle of grace, allow yourself to receive love, hugs, approval, blessings. That's right. Breathing in all of this love. Breathing in shalom. Exhaling shalom. You're doing so well. Yom Kippur is the gift the Jews of Mount Sinai were forgiven for the sin of the golden calf. For that was built and created based on fear and disconnection from God. And when we listen to the sound of the shofar, the blast of the shofar, we are reminded of the connection with our ancestors and the relationship with Adonai. On this day of Yom Kippur and these 10 days of awe, rekindle your commitment to yourself so that you practice teshuvah, turning in that new direction. And imagine there you are in this beautiful, mystical, magical tent. The colorful silks, the candles, your heart illuminated. You walk outside, you look up and see a beautiful sun in the sky, brilliant blue sky and clouds. And you allow yourself to commit to practicing teshuvah and see yourself turned in that new direction, that beautiful space. You feel yourself turning, doing teshuvah, and saying yes to yourself. Yes to all that being you means. And now as you continue to do teshuvah, take a moment now and ponder your story for the new year. How can you be your best self? show up with your head being held high, to love and honor your soul. What is it, the story that you want for yourself? How will you author yourself into the book of life where you are living life? Where you are kind and gentle to who you are. And with all these hopes and dreams, once again, you walk up to a pond of water, a small stream, and you notice some stones, and allow yourself once again to let go of the fears, the beliefs, the programs that are getting in the way, that are taking up room, and just let them go. One by one. That's right. You let them go. Because you know how you want to show up for yourself. And how to be, how to parent yourself. And you feel the love in your heart. And you dedicate yourself, allowing Adonai to guide you, your steps. And all you have to do is set the intention. As Rabbi Nachman taught, always look for the good in yourself. And remember, joy is not incidental to your spiritual quest. It is vital. For it is written, you will go out through joy and be led forth in peace. Focus on the good in yourself. Take joy in what is good, and you will be led forth from inner darkness. So, in this meditation, let us all affirm the good that we have done. Hakarat Hatov, recognize the good. So take a moment. Allow yourself to be cleansed and cleared to receive the gift of Yom Kippur. May you be blessed with Simcha. May you be blessed with Chesed. May you be blessed with Shalom. May you be blessed with Rachamim. So with joy in your heart, you know this sacred space, this beautiful tent, this circle of grace exists inside of you, your heart. Affirm to yourself that you will walk forward with love, grace, and goodness in your heart. Now slowly just begin to deepen your breath, to come back to this time and this place. And I will slowly count from 1 to 5. You'll be able to come back feeling lighter and freer. So 1, just slowly drawing back into your bodies. 2, drawing back a bit more. 3, feeling the love, the shalom in your heart. 4, drawing back even more. And 5, all the way back, feeling the blessings of the High Holy Days. Shalom.